Greetings and salutations. It's me, your favorite little kitty cat. And I would first like to say thank you to Bernie, Tapgold, and McCogan for making me laugh this morning. I listened to Bernie's audio boo, and I spoke briefly with Mac, and both gave me a good chuckle. Thank you. And you know what they say, if you can make a woman laugh, you can make her do anything. So, Bernie did a audio boo about blind in bios. And my experience with the VI community is that I met Fazanza online, and I did not know she was blind until I asked her about her default avatar. And she had then explained she was visually impaired and that she was having, you know, had difficulty maneuvering and seeing the computer, et cetera, and getting a picture. And that made it easier for me because, like Bernie said, I kind of just, when I see the default and I don't really see any activity on the profile, I tend not to follow because I'm thinking they must have just signed up and they're not sure, so why follow back? I used to follow back all the time, but not anymore. Here's another example of, and this is just my pattern of behavior, I guess, or whatever, my opinion. Voicebo, thanks Voicebo for making me a featured member. And I think with being a featured member, when an individual signs up, you automatically get 3 new followers. And then I look at their profile page and I see no link to any page, no Facebook, no Twitter, no website, nothing, and no audio. I'm not going to follow back. They have no updated avatar. It's just all a default page. So to me, I just assume that they're just a fake robot. Because even going back later, I still do not see anything in my timeline that they've done any audio. So I don't follow back. But if an individual says on their bio, visually impaired, or even has any audio that I can listen to that says, you know, I'm out walking my dog and, you know, any experiences that lets me know or indicate that they are visually impaired, then I guess I don't need it in the bio. But I guess it does kind of make it easier. I don't know why, but then you kind of get an idea of what kind of audio they will be recording, whether it is talking to their dog and giving their guide dog instructions, or sharing maybe something going on in their life that the word pertinent, when it comes to vision, that maybe I can or can't relate to. I don't know. Does that make sense? I hope I didn't offend anybody. But I've been asked if I'm visually impaired, and I do wear, as Bernie put it, spectacles. I do wear glasses, lentes in Spanish. And I've worn them since I was in 5th grade. Wore contacts. I'm nearsighted. Now I have bifocals. And my vision's getting worse. And on my driver's license, it says I cannot drive any vehicle without corrective lenses. So is that visually impaired? If I'm not wearing... That's the sound of my tea. If I'm not wearing my corrective lenses, then yes, I guess I am visually impaired. But anyway, that's my thoughts. I hope it doesn't sound too, kind of a train wreck here, there, and everywhere. But I just look for audio to listen to. And yes, Bernie's right. Beautiful blondes on Twitter, if they look too good to be true, they probably are. Yes. Totally agree, 100%. All right, people. That's it. Laterness.